to say. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, so let me see you get loose. This is going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Nathan Zagura, Jason Gibbs, the final Browns Daily of the week, driven, of course, by our good folks and good friends over at Liberty Ford. This is the time to wrap it up here before the July 4th holiday weekend. So certainly we want to hear from all of you. 216-578-0850. It's a big show. The notorious VIC returns to Cleveland Browns Daily, the show that he birthed from his loins 2 years ago. He is back at 1:30 to talk about the Buffalo Bills as we continue our offseason look at all of the Browns opponents starting in the preseason. We had the Redskins yesterday, and of course today we will have the notorious VIC Vic Carucci taking a look at the Buffalo Bills. So we've got that. The NFL.com released their word ranking, their coach power rankings, And we can tell you where Mike Pettine ranked on there. We can discuss some of the names on this list. We will get into that today as well. So a lot to get into, a lot to have fun with, certainly here on CBD. Of course, a great day if you're a Cleveland Cavaliers fan as NBA free agency got off to a hot, fast, and furious start. Kevin Love is back. Tristan Thompson is back. Iman Shumpert is back. So a lot to look at from that standpoint as well. So just good stuff, Gibbs. Good stuff.
Yesterday was a crazy day, man.
Crazy.
I mean, all this Cav stuff started toward the end of our show, kept going into the night. Carlos Carrasco comes within one strike of throwing a no-no for the Indians. It was
yes, it was a good
– I won my golf league match.
I was going to ask you about that. It was good success.
Got a big win. I'll take it. And I'm back to 3-3 on the season. So – didn't shoot. I gave a clinic on how not to putt and yet somehow won yesterday.
It's always unfortunate when, you know, you get out there and you hit the ball well and you can't putt.
Dude.
Because don't you feel, and listen, I play a lot of golf. To me, the fact that when you hit a beautiful 300-yard drive right down the middle or you hit, let's say you have to hit a high fade iron, that counts exactly the same as a 1 foot putt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no
– you drive for show, you putt for no.
Yes. And on four holes yesterday, I three-putted and yet still won my match.
Wow. So your ball striking was good then.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know where this has been, but okay, we're going to take it today. Two par fives, birdie opportunities, ended up with a bogey on one and a par on one.
What was the problem with your putting?
That is a tremendous question because I just – I was out on the practice green beforehand, felt good about it, thought I had the greens read pretty well. Get up there. I'm talking – there was a – I had a putt from a foot away. The ball literally gets to the lip and immediately hooks left. Even the guys I was with were like, I've never seen that. I'm like, this is how the day is going. This is how the day is going. Almost blew the match because I couldn't putt.
Let me ask you this. What kind of a game are you guys playing?
It's all on handicaps.
Right, but so you're playing, is it a two-man team?
No. It's literally one-on-one versus one. Mano-y-mano.
Mano-y-mano. And you're not playing with somebody who's going to give you a one-foot putt in match play? Is it match play or stroke play?
It is stroke play.
So there are no gimmies whatsoever?
Well, there are gimmies, but when you were putting as bad as I was, and it was an even, you know, He and I were the same handicap, so it was a total even schmeven match. By the time we got to that seventh hole when I had that foot putt, he's like, I'm not giving that to you, Gibbs. Which I totally – hey, I haven't shown that I can make the putt. I'm okay with that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, our league is a trip. But I couldn't make a putt. It drove me out of my mind.
Yeah. And listen, when you can make putts, it can cure a lot of ills. Just ask Tiger Woods. I got my favorite. Here's my early runner for favorite tweet of the day. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. And it relates to Tiger Woods. And it comes to us from our good friend, the real Chuck D32. Said, at Nathan Zagura, the world is back to normal. Thank God. Tiger is back to getting some strange and shooting under par. He's back. I mean, if that's not the tweet of the day, I don't know what is.
Well, that was a big object of discussion yesterday. Because, you know, clearly she married him for his money.
Married who, Duffner?
Yeah.
It's
enough, man.
Hold on a second. And if there are any females listening to Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford on Thursday, July the 2nd, I urge you to call in right now. And not that there are. But if there were, number one, you're a great Browns fan. Number two, call it. I think that is a much more of a male perspective. I think a woman would be much more inclined to find a guy that they thought treated them well, had a nice personality, was good. And who knows? Maybe he's very good, you know, off the golf course as he is on the golf course.
That's what we want. We want
what?
It's all about women love to date blanks. It begins with an A and ends with a hole.
I don't know that that's true.
I think so. 100%. Either that or you're...
Maybe when they're young, but I think as they get to look to settle down, that's not what they want.
I don't think she's looking to settle down. I think she sees Duff and sees a little payday and away she goes.
Man.
And then the tiger comes a-prowling. Uh-oh.
El Tigre.
And I hate that because I love Jason Duffner. He's a good man. He's a great guy. And I'm just, I can't believe Tiger would do that.
I mean, I know.
You got to lose some credibility in that locker room, in the player locker room.
In baseball, if this was happening, you know, and Duffner had a friend who was a pitcher, the next time Tiger came up to the plate, he's going to get a fastball in the ear. In football, somebody's probably going to go out there and knock him. In basketball, there's going to be, there is no retaliation possible in golf other than to beat him. The only thing I can think of, and these guys are good, is Duffner. If Duffner gets paired with Tiger somehow.
Oh, that would be awesome. That's must-watch golf.
He figures out a way to shank one into Tiger Woods. What can you do? A club slips out of your hand, maybe?
Just flat-out cold cock him.
That's not happening.
Drop him on the course.
That's not going to happen on a golf course.
You've never golfed with me, my friend.
By the way, Laura at BrownsFan1919 says, I listen almost every day, but I'm not going to call in. Laura, you are representing the females out there. You might be the only one.
You might be the only listener today. Everybody's got one foot out the door today.
She's not listening. Today on the Jort Report, and I want people to start marinating on this, I put a picture up of two of my favorite people in the Cleveland Browns office, the judge, Mike Judge, and, of course, Nick Bautista in bucket hats. And today's question is it even a question? The bucket hats are a unanimous winner. They went in a unanimous decision over jorts.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
No question, right?
No question.
It's a no-doubter.
I have my training camp bucket hat already picked out.
Me too. I had the white last year. I'm going the white again this year.
I got the camo. My buddy,
you went camo.
My buddy was in some special forces and doing some spy work, fresh from Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. So this is legit. This is the real deal.
It's legit military gear. Mm. It's good stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, no, that's – I already got the bucket hat. Last year I went with the baseball cap. You just get the sweat rings and everything. It's kind of gross. I'm like, I need something better than
the bucket
that.
Is the way to go. And, you know, the back of your neck can be very, very delicate. You know what I mean? You don't want that – you don't think about that when you're wearing a ball cap. You got to protect that part of you. Anyway, that's what I think. The other thing I wanted to talk about today before we get into all of this football discussion is the following. Why in the world does anybody wait in line at a Chipotle? Is there a better feeling than doing what I did at 12:30 earlier today, strolling into Chipotle, seeing a line 40 people deep, and coming out there and just getting it done? Coming in there, walking right up to the register, they hand you your burrito bowl, and you walk out.
Wait, what's going on?
I said, is there anything better? I said, why does anybody wait in line at a Chipotle anymore? Under what circumstances are you ever in a line at Chipotle? You have the app at your fingertips. You can order and literally set the time that you will arrive. You walk in, they hand you your food, and you walk out.
I went
into Chipotle at 12:30 today.
Really?
Got my Chipotle, right at 12:30 and walked out. It was a 30-second transaction. The line was 50 people deep. I even said to the coach, Paulie, why does anybody ever go in line? I don't understand it.
I like to wait in line periodically.
For what reason?
There's some good people watching.
Okay.
There's some quality, and I got time. Whatever. If I'm driving, if I'm coming from somewhere, you know, you can't use your app while you're driving.
Yeah, but I would have the thought that I was going to Chipotle beforehand.
I would
get on the app and I'd order it for the time designated that I would be there. I'd run an errand in the meantime if I had to. But to me, you could be so much more productive with that time. Think of the time that people are spending in a Chipotle line unnecessarily. Add that up. We're talking weeks and months of their lives have been dedicated to standing in line at a Chipotle.
There's always a line. However, I will say this. The Chipotle on Bagley Road, right by 71 there.
Yeah.
During football season, we usually go once a week to Chipotle. Mm-hmm. About 2 o'clock to 2:15. I don't know what it is, whether you're between things, school's not out yet, whatever the case is, you can walk right in and walk right up to the counter and order your food.
You know what?
I've never seen it anywhere else, but literally every time I go there at 2 o'clock, I can walk right in.
With the app, you can do that all the time.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm old.
And it's just waiting for you.
I know.
It's just right there. The only issue I have with the Chipotle app is that sometimes they don't do it exactly how you want. Like in the comments, I try to get specific, you know, light on the rice, give me a lot of lift.
That's...
When you're there, you can kind of massage that a little more.
Exactly.
But I'm not waiting 30 minutes to have my burrito be a 99 versus a 95.
I am. 100%.
I know you are.
Not even
so do you even have the Chipotle app?
I do. Oh, yeah. No. And I have ordered. I use the app when I'm ordering like multiple orders.
Okay.
For multiple orders. I just don't do it for
anybody
one order.
Anybody who wants to go in there and be that person with a list where they're ordering for their whole office.
Oh, I hate
office,
you. I want to fight you.
You must use the app. That is, it's a huge breach of humane, like, of humanity, of civil etiquette to think you can go into Chipotle as one person and order for 8 people.
Do it on the app. I want to fight
Call
you.
Call ahead of time. That's all you got to do. We're not asking for anything crazy. We're saying just do it ahead of time.
Yep. Oh, God. There is nothing worse. And I hate
nothing
that guy.
Worse.
Even if I'm ordering for the lady and I hate doing that. I will hate walking in going, I got 2 orders. Sorry. I'm trying to do this as quick as possible for you.
There is no way to do it quickly. The bottom line is you need to go in there with the app. If you want to do that, that's your prerogative. And there's no greater feeling than watching the people who are befuddled by what's happening. You walk in there, you walk into the cash register, they hand you your bag and you walk out. And these people are standing in line looking at you like, what have you done? What secret society are you a member of? How do you know about this that nobody else knows about? Just get the app. I'm telling you right now. There are 2 apps you need to have in this world. Okay? Number one is the Cleveland Browns mobile app. You can download it for your Apple and Android smartphones in the app stores. You can listen and stream Cleveland Browns daily at your leisure. And the Chipotle app. I think these are 2 must-have apps on everybody's thing, along with Google Maps, maybe 3.
You do need the Google Maps.
Got to have the Google Maps. You need to know where you're going. Got to have the Google Maps. And to me, Chipotle is right up there. It's essential. And your fantasy football league app, whatever app that is. That's important as well.
I got a few other go-to apps.
That are must-have apps?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah.
What are your must-have apps?
By the way, Tiger Woods and Duff are blowing up here on the phones. So, do you want to take Barbara real quick before the break?
Barbara, yes, let's get her in here.
Hi,
hi there. This is Barbara from Berea.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbara from Berea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I listen to you every day.
Nice.
Thank you.
35-year Brown season ticket holder too.
Awesome.
But anyways, talking about Jason's ex-wife.
Yes.
If you know anything about women, and obviously.
We're going to be honest. We don't. Question. We're still trying to figure
it
out.
There's some question about that. Okay? You don't know what happens. You know, Jason's a great guy. You know, he's what? Originally from Olmsted Falls or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And we follow him a lot on golf. But you don't know what happens when they close the doors
Correct.
And they live in that
Nobody
home.
Knows anybody's situation. You're
Nobody
right
knows.
About that.
I work with an organization, and there are women who are abused and everything over and over again, and you would never know, and they seem
sure.
to be the happiest couple in the world. So don't judge women just because of money. That's the least part of what most women look for. We want to be treated nicely. We
That's
want
what
to
I
be
said,
treated
Gibbs.
With respect. We the money's nice, yes, but that's usually secondary or tertiary. And
where are looks on this? Where are looks on this ranking? Isn't it about you wanting to be somebody who's going to take care of you, treat you well, and with respect,
right.
and love you?
That's right, and have security,
so
and not be afraid.
Years.
So, I mean, you know, Jason, you know, everybody has tempers in that, and we don't know what happens. We don't know how they got along. Let's face it, the first year of marriage is always the worst. I've been married for 47 years.
Congrats.
So, and they're not always easy. So, please don't put women all in the same light that, you know, they want money first. No, that is not it. We want respect. Women
That's
want
right.
respect.
I told Gibbs. Barbara, thank you very much for calling and helping. We got to help Master Gibbs out here.
No.
That's what I was saying, Gibbs. It's not about money. They don't care about looks. That's my whole point. A woman wants somebody who's going
to
treat
she
them well.
She paused on the looks. And to her defense,
it was a brief pause. I think it was a breath.
Hey, we don't know. There's always two sides. Trust me.
Nobody knows.
Been through the divorce process. Been there. Done it. Understand. There's always two sides.
Sure.
But, you know, I just and we don't even know if this is, you know, we're hearing these as rumors.
Right.
But, you know, and you hope that's not the case, because I feel like if you're Tiger Woods, you're going to fracture a lot of friendships in locker rooms if you're messing around with other players.
You know what I wonder? Who are Tiger Woods' friends?
It's a great question.
Because I don't know that he ever had friends even when he was on the top of the world. You never heard about him hanging with other golfers like you do some of the guys that are out there on tour that are like boys. You know, you got the golf boys.
Yeah, you don't know who his running pals are.
Right.
Yep. No, I hear you. I don't know. I don't know who he runs with. If you're messing around with players' wives, you're not going to be running around with too many guys. I can tell you that.
It's true. It's frowned upon, I would imagine, in the golfing community.
Correct.
All right, Barbara, we appreciate that phone call. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls, 216-578-0850. Here are the final Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford of the Week. But before we go to break, I want to give a special birthday shout-out to my Uncle Zago, Steve Zagura, as well as my good friend Ashley Monaco. Happy birthday, Ash. Happy birthday, Zago. Hope you guys have a fabulous July 2nd and great, great birthdays. All right, when we come back, we'll take phone calls, as I said, 216-578-0850. We ask you, hit us up on Twitter. Where should Mike Pettine be ranked 1 to 32 in a power ranking of NFL coaches? What do you think is the right number for Mike Pettine after his first season here in the National Football League? We'll tell you where the NFL.com power rankings had him. And we'll talk about that much, much more. We talk Tiger and Duffner. We can talk about the Cavs. We can talk, of course, about bucket hats versus jorts. No comparison in my mind. I really think for a while there, a very strong look that was under, you know, my friend Vince Condi, friend of the show, used to wear to many a WrestleMania was a bucket hat with a jersey with no shirt under it. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it, Gibbs. All right, we got that when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I wanna lock in your love.